You're listening to Dread Central Radio. We hope you've enjoyed Uncle Howard's Home Under the Sea. Now stay tuned for Dread Time Stories with our special guest, author Gary Bronbeck.
Good evening, boys and girls. Darkness has fallen once again, which means it's time for another terror-filled episode of Dread Time Stories. April brings out the prankster in all of us, but everyone has that friend, the one who takes it too far. The one who doesn't know when to quit. The one that thinks that April 1st means he can get away with murder. Tonight's episode is dedicated to that special friend and is called April Fool.
This is going to be the best April Fool's Day prank ever!
I don't know, man. What if we get caught?
You worry too much. Now help me with all this gear. Man, your sister is going to freak.
As long as no one gets hurt. Are you sure this is safe?
You can relax. What could possibly...
We interrupt this program for the following news bulletin. Officials in Austin, Texas have reported the city being locked down due to widespread rioting and violence. Police are described as fighting a losing battle, as victims are being rushed to downtown's Seton Medical Center for treatment of injuries ranging from gunshot wounds to bite marks. Police forces from Waco and San Antonio have closed all roads in or out of the Texas Capitol, pending a cessation of the violence. We go now to our live correspondent, Bridget Fume, for more.
What started the trouble, no one knows. But the alleged perpetrators all share similar characteristics in that they appear sluggish and disoriented, do not respond to verbal commands, and seem bent only on doing bodily harm. Officials do not know what sparked their bizarre behavior, but have not ruled out mass hysteria, religious fever, or drug use.
Thanks, Bridget. We will keep you informed as the situation develops. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
This is going to be the best April Fool's Day prank ever.
I don't know, Susie. It sounds like it could be dangerous.
Are you kidding? For the last 3 years, Billy, that little stooge, has gotten me. Last year, he filled my dorm room with shaving cream. The year before that, he threw smoke bombs in the shower and set off fire alarms, so I wound up outside and naked. And before that, I'm fed up with it. This year, his ass is mine.
But what if we get caught?
You worry too much. Now help me with this gear. Billy's gonna shit his pants.
But no one's gonna get hurt, right?
Don't worry. The only thing that'll hurt on your dickwad brother will be his pride. Besides, what's the worst that can...
We interrupt this program for the following bulletin. Reports are coming in from San Diego, Rochester, and Pittsburgh that are eerily similar to the events reported in Austin. Widespread violence and unprovoked attacks are raising eyebrows and suspicions with CDC officials. Although the CDC have released no official statement, sources have confirmed that the victims of the attacks are showing similar symptoms to their attackers. Authorities are advising those living in the affected areas to stay off the streets and to lock doors and windows until police can find a resolution. Please keep your radio tuned to this station for further developments.
Just stick to the plan. Don't wimp out on me now.
Dude, you're taking it too far this time.
I have a chance to teach you something here, boy. You can never go too far, and believe me, someday Susie will look back on this and laugh. I promise. Now do it!
I don't know!
Just do it!
Hi, Susie.
Oh, hi, Johnny. You haven't seen that good-for-nothing friend of yours, have you?
Who? You mean Billy. No, haven't seen him.
You okay? You're acting nervous.
Me? Nervous? Not at all. It's just...
It's almost like you're trying to distract me from someone sneaking up on me.
Gotcha!
Susie, no!
You did great. She'll be out cold while...
Ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry to interrupt your program yet again. We have reports that the CDC have officially quarantined the following cities: Austin, Texas, San Diego, California, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Rochester, New York, Tallahassee, Florida, and Cedar Hill, Ohio. We take you now live to a press conference with CDC spokesman Steve Barton.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll give me your attention, we will take your questions at this time. Yes.
Can you give us any details as to what's happening and how it's spreading?
At this time, we've been able to ascertain that whatever this pathogen is, it is passed from one victim to the next by means of fluid transfer, which is to say, by bite or by blood. Yes.
So it's viral in nature?
We believe so, but we do not know for certain.
Is it airborne?
As far as we've been able to determine, no.
What about these reports that those killed by the infected are somehow returning to life to attack the living?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you that those reports are simply wild fantasy and rumor perpetrated by people on the internet bent on creating a panic. There is no evidence that these rumors are true. This is real life, not some ridiculous Romero movie. That's all we have for you at this time.
Despite rumors and unscientific conjecture, the CDC is warning everyone in the affected areas to please stay indoors and do not come into contact with anyone who may or may not be infected. More on this story as it develops.
I'm warning you, son of a bitch. You let me out, so help me off.
You'll what? Face it. You'll never get one up on me. I'm the king of April Fool's Day.
Dude, you're going too far. Stop this now.
No.
Billy, please.
You want some of this too, Kim, huh?
Don't threaten her.
Johnny!
Who else wants some, huh? This is going to be the greatest April Fool's Day prank ever. And when they find you in...
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been handed a report from the CDC that states...
Oh, come on, is this right?
Just read it, Frank.
According to officials, it has been confirmed that people who have recently died are returning to life and committing acts of murder. In all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of those they've killed. We take you now live to Bridget Fume in Austin. Bridget?
Frank, I don't know how long I'll be able to stay on the air here. What they're saying, it's true. The people here, they're dead. But they're getting back up. It's like I'm standing in the middle of a horror movie. I've got to get out of here before... Oh, shit! Mike, look out! Ah!
Bridget? Bridget? Ladies and gentlemen, the CDC and the United States Department of Civil Defense have issued the following statement. People are advised to stay indoors. Block all your windows, lock your doors, and do not, I repeat, do not allow anyone in your house as they may be infected. Do we have any word on Bridget yet? Anybody? Anything? We go now live to... Who do we have? Anyone? We will keep you advised of the situation as it develops.
Let's see how you like it.
No, don't!
Not so fun now, is it?
That's enough!
You'll kill him! He deserves it. For what he did to me, he deserves every second of this.
Stop it, Susie! Stop it!
Susie, what are you doing? What? You're siding with them now? I should have known. What are you doing? No! Don't! Don't!
Ladies and gentlemen, anyone within the sound of my voice, forget what the CDC told you. Run. Run now. Get the hell out of this city. They've gotten into the studio. They've killed half the crew, and we're safe for the moment, but I don't know for how long. Just listen to me. Wherever you are, get out. Get away from people. Find someplace safe and hole up. Your homes are not safe. Oh, Jesus Christ, they're coming in.
Stay back! I've got a gun! What are you doing?
It was a prank! Kim, come on! Put the gun down!
Put the gun down!
I don't know if I'm broadcasting at all, but if I am,
Listen to me. I am in a closet, and they're trying to get in, but don't try to save me. I've been bitten. Just listen to me. Get out. Get out now. Run. Hide. It's all true. The Walking Dead, they're here. They're eating live people. And you have to get the hell out. My wife and daughters are at 1060 West Addison. Please try to find them. Get them out of the city for me, please. When they get through this door, this thing will stop broadcasting. It'll go back to whatever program you were originally listening to. So please, turn off your radio and get to safety. Just stay away from other people. They might be infected.
They said it was a joke. Just a joke. Just a joke. Just a joke. They said it was a joke. Just a joke.
Well, boys and girls, there's a lesson to be learned. It's fun to play April Fool's pranks on your friends, but with friends like those, who needs enemies? You're safe now. April Fool's has passed, and all the fools have put their pranks away for another year. At least, you hope they have. What? What is the meaning of this? Who let you in here? You are interrupting my broadcast. Get out! Oh, for the love of Pete. Well, I suppose that will do it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time for another gut-wrenching episode of Dread Time Stories. Who the hell let a zombie in here? Boris, it was you, wasn't it? Ha ha, very funny. April Fool, you got me. Now clean it up. You let them in, you clean up.
Dread Time Stories is brought to you by Dread Central for all your horror needs. By Rotten Cotton, where you're inside on the outside. By AmericanHorrorWriter.net, makers of fine horror worldwide. And by Library of the Living Dead, publishers of fine horror available everywhere. Good night, folks.